time for another wellness update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition. Information to help seniors stay safe and get the most out of life. With today's guest, here's CJNU's Frank Stecky.
Chatting today with Amanda McCrae, the Executive Director of A&O Support Services for Older Adults here in Manitoba. And we're talking all about the Be a Santa program, sort of a little leftover from the Christmas season. Welcome to CJNU again, Amanda.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
And tell me all about this Be a Santa program, because it sounds very, very interesting and fun.
It is. It's a really feel-good, important program to do. And it's just a bit of a wrap-up from the holidays and some of the findings and some of the nice stories that came from that program. So A&O works with Home Instead Senior Care and various community groups to identify socially isolated or in need older adults living in the city of Winnipeg. And some of these folks might not otherwise receive gifts during the holiday season. So older adult participants, they give us their gift requests up to a maximum of $25. And this gift is taken by a donor Santa who purchases the gift. And it usually is between sort of two different types of gift baskets. It might be sort of a warm and cozy with mitts and toques and that sort of thing. And the other might be a hygiene basket with body wash and shampoo and toothpaste. And then we work with our volunteers to deliver the gifts to the older adults living in the community.
So approximately how many individuals would something like this reach to?
Well, this is huge capacity and all done with our amazing elves and volunteers. So this past year, so December 2023, we managed to deliver over 988 gifts to older adults living in community.
988?
That is correct.
Wow, that is a huge, huge commitment. So did you fulfill the entire list? Everybody who made a request to get a gift of some kind, you were able to fulfill the entire gift list?
Correct, and then some, right? So if there were a few stragglers or a few community partners that maybe reached out and said, I really know somebody and maybe the deadline's passed, but could we do something? We usually find a way.
So when it comes to something like this, when you're putting these gifts together and that, I imagine this is a massive volunteer operation where people have to go out and do shopping and buy all these things. And as a volunteer, what you're given a list and you're told, okay, you have to buy this many sticks of deodorant and this many pairs of mitts and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Is that how it works or how does it all happen?
A little bit of that. People can donate either physical gifts or they can donate money. And then our elves at A&O go and place orders and our office becomes a giant warehouse of Santa workshop that's exploded basically.
Right.
So yes, it's a great initiative, and it really is an all hands on deck situation. Our volunteers are critical.
And so, approximately how many volunteers would you use to put something like this into place?
Well, for example, this past year we worked with over 30 volunteers, but then we also had people working individual volunteer hours. The Winnipeg Police Service that helped us—they provided over 200 deliveries. We had hockey teams. We had different work groups that came together. And most of the volunteers continue to reach out year after year because their involvement's been so meaningful to them, not
right.
only for the people receiving gifts, but often during the holidays we want to do something that makes a difference, that means something.
Yeah. So I imagine it's volunteers who come to A&O, perhaps family members of
Absolutely.
Volunteers, people like that. I mean, if somebody is interested in volunteering for something like this, because it's not just this at Christmas time, but you've got volunteer needs all through the year.
Absolutely.
If somebody wants to get involved with A&O Support Services and volunteers in some capacity, say they did this when they were still working, maybe they're retired
That's
now,
right.
or they did this. How do people get involved?
Well, they can actually contact us at aosupportservices.ca or call our office 204-956-6440 and talk about what they're interested in. Give our website a bit of a perusal. See what programs interest you. Lots of different ways to work with A&O, and we really welcome that input.
Is there anything in particular maybe you're looking for right now when it comes to volunteers?
Well, a little bit of everything. We have a really creative program, Senior Center Without Walls. So Frank, maybe you want to volunteer. And we have folks that deliver presentations over the telephone. So it could be anything from a book club, a travel log, art therapy. So people can participate free of charge.
Bingo?
Absolutely.
I'm doing bingo
celebrity
in March.
Celebrity bingo?
I'm doing bingo in March myself and Johnny
Back
from the station
That's
are doing bingo
fantastic.
In March.
Fantastic.
Yeah?
So it's an amazing program that really addresses social isolation and lets people know they're not alone and connect to other people over the telephone from the comfort of their own home, especially right now in Winnipeg. You want
yeah.
to be at home.
I harken back to the bingo. I've done it now for about 4 or 5 years, and it is so much fun. It's such... It's so enjoyable. Like you said, it's all done over the phone.
It is.
And it takes about an hour out of your day, once a year, twice a year. It's not a big commitment by any stretch, but you can just hear it on the other end of the line that people are just, they have so much fun with it.
That's right.
And it's the tension starts to build when you start to get like so many numbers into the game. Who's going to call bingo next?
Absolutely.
It really is a lot of fun. Now, if somebody wants to participate in those kinds of programs, how can they go about doing so?
Same thing. Go to the website, aosupportservices.ca. We have a whole section that speaks to Senior Center Without Walls and a guide that's available there. And you can see what sort of program and presentation offerings are available and sign up for as many as you're interested.
So do we call you Santa or do we call you Amanda?
Whatever. You know, from September to December, I guess I'm Santa because the operation starts early.
Right.
It's
right.
Pretty impressive. And I just know, you know, we had a hockey team that volunteered and, you know, young boys, 18 and under, and stories came back about, hey, we delivered these gifts. And you know, so they wore their hockey jerseys and they wore little Santa hats. And a fellow came to the door and he noticed the boys' jerseys. And he was really interested in why they were wearing the jerseys. And they said, well, we're with this hockey team. And then they noticed on this fellow's hand a big ring. And he said, well, I was a hockey player and I was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 2017.
Oh.
So I think there's learnings on both sides. It's not all about, oh, we're here to do something for somebody else. But I think there's also a lot of value and what we can learn from putting ourselves out there and volunteering and being open and listening to an older adult's experience and story and what they
absolutely
continue to contribute.
Absolutely. If somebody wants to get in touch and get involved with AO Support Services for Older Adults, how do they go about doing so? Give us a website and a phone number.
That's right. You can go to aosupportservices.ca. Or call us at 204-956-6440.
Amanda McCrae, Executive Director, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us here on CJNU.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Listen next week at this time for another wellness update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition and CJNU 93.7 FM.
Standing by the road with a heavy load from the seeds he sowed. And if you see your sister falling by the way, just stop and say, you're going the wrong way. You've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show a little kindness. Just shine your light for everyone to see. Narrow-minded streets. Don't walk around the down and out. Lend a helping hand instead of doubt. And the kindness that you show every day will help someone along their way. You've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show a little kindness. Yes, shine your light for everyone to see. And if you try a little kindness, then you'll overlook the blindness. Narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded street. Narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded street.